Studio 360. Since the mid-90s, the musician Juana Molina, who mostly lives in Buenos Aires, has been releasing extraordinary albums that combine electronica with folk and rock. They're great. These days, she tours the world with a small band, but early on, she recorded and performed almost entirely by herself, using looping pedals to layer her voice and acoustic guitar. And even though her music has avant-garde elements, it sounds remarkably organic and fun. Her latest album is her first in 4 years. It's called Halo, and she is with us here in Studio 360 to sing and play with her band and to talk with me, Juana Molina. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
I am so happy to have been introduced to you by one of my producers a month or so ago, because you're my default play now. I've listened to most of your music,
and really?
you are just in my total sweet spot of popular music.
Thank you.
Before we talk any further, will you play a song?
Of course.
And this will be which?
Kosoko. We're going to play Kosoko.
Kosoko, I have bad Spanish, but Kosoko is not a word familiar to me. Is that a word?
It's not a word.
Oh, good. Thank you.
No. It's not a word.
Good.
Thank you.
That is Juana Molina performing Kosoko. It's from your new album, Halo, with Odin Schwartz on guitar and keyboard
and vocals,
and Pablo Gonzalez on drums.
Yes.
It's kind of a family business. Your father, may he rest in peace, he recently died.
Yes.
Horacio Molina was a very well-known tango musician
in
the country of tango. What did he make of your music?
At the beginning, he always thought I was a genius and how genius you are. And he made me just be so self-conscious about being a genius without any skills. So he made us be too self-conscious about what we did or what we didn't. So we couldn't just start with a very bad band and play anywhere because that was really bad. We need to start and
you're great and you have to fulfill your greatness.
Exactly. So huh. I feel that I didn't have the time to learn from the bottom.
Huh.
And then I became an actress, a comedian.
I know.
Just to make my, to be able to pay my rent and pay my guitar lessons.
Really, and that was, that's why I read that and looked up the videos of you being this big comedy star with your own show at age 31. In fact, we have a clip of you from your big show in the early 90s.
Juana y sus hermanas.
And in this episode, you're playing a panelist on a TV talk show who talks on and on without ever getting to her point.
Ante todo, muy buenas tardes a los doctores, profesionales, conductores, productores, directores y acompañantes de este programa.
Buenas tardes.
So acting and comedy, that began just as a day job to try to...
Yes, I said, okay, I can do this. I know I have these characters that I can impersonate because I thought I really want to make music, but how can I afford to play music all day long without having to work all day long? How can I do that? And I said, TV, that has to pay. But then I got, it went well.
You were a star.
And that was when everything was kind of forgotten. Meaning that I was caught in my own trap because I had found the solution to be able to have money to play music, and then the solution became the main thing. And then when I realized that was happening, I stopped everything. But years had already passed.
But such admirable presence of mind and fortitude to say, nope, I'm giving that stardom up to go back to what I want to do. That's kind of extraordinary.
But honestly, I had been wanting to do this since I was a really little girl.
Right.
And I thought, I pictured myself in the future, lying in bed, being really old, watching videos on MTV and being really angry.
I could have done it better.
Yeah. That sucks. Oh, I hate them all. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Yes.
So your first album comes out. You're not a kid. You're 30 something. Did you feel as though, okay, I'm glad I'm doing music at this age rather than young because I have experience?
No, of course not. I'm always regretting not having had the balls to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Even though the balls to quit television stardom?
Yeah, I should have started when I wanted at 12.
Huh. We have another clip of you in This Is Your Life, Juana Molina, from 1967, a single co-written with your father. This is Juana Molina at age 5.
Tengo que hacer un regalo para el día de la madre. No tiene que ser muy caro, ni muy chico, ni muy grande.
Super cute.
Thank you.
And it was kind of a hit, right?
It was. It was for the Mother's Day.
Uh-huh.
And my dad never told me there were people at the studio. So everybody was hidden in the dark.
Sneaky. Stage father.
I just couldn't open my mouth in front of anybody else than my sister, my dad, and that was it. So he knew that. And he made the whole studio, RCA Studios, to be
in Buenos Aires.
Total darkness, and the technicians working with little lamp. I don't know how they did, but I thought we were alone. And that's how I could do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're playing in the United States this fall on this tour. Where else are your fans? Are they everywhere, or do you are you huge in Luxembourg? Where is your fan base?
I think now my biggest fan base is in Argentina.
Uh-huh.
After all these years.
Because they didn't love you for a while, right?
No, because they didn't even listen to me because it was an actress. You are an actress.
Oh, so and you can't change lanes.
Exactly.
Ah, interesting.
That was the main thing.
Now there's a generation that didn't ever saw
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Yes. Now I have a very young, new generation going to the shows, and I am so thankful because that's the best audience you can have.
Well, good. Can you and the band play another song?
Oh, we can if you want, of course.
And what will it be?
We could play Cara de Espejo, which means mirror face.
Right.
Thank you.
That is Juana Molina performing Cara de Espejo, which means...
mirror face.
Mirror face.
Which means it's when you know you're going to look at yourself,
right,
you put a special face.
Yeah. It's all about that self-consciousness that
yes,
a mirror
yes.
or being photographed.
Yes, sometimes you find a mirror in the street that you didn't expect and ay, ay, ay.
That song is, like much of your music, is built around kind of repeating, looping
yeah.
figures. So talk about the process of composing a song like that. Does it come full into your head, or do you mess around with your machines?
I mess around, but I must say that I've had an inclination for drones and looping stuff since my very, very beginning, as I was playing for hours the same chords over and over and over and over. And for instance, when all these machines and computers didn't exist, I recorded it just in a stereo cassette in my... Remember those things like that? Two cassette
yes,
players?
Yes.
Okay, so I recorded on one of them just for as long the cassette was. So if it was a 45-minute long side, I would play for 45 minutes something that was driving me in that kind of... universe or world that I can live in, and I just can't stop playing that.
Given that so much of it is repetition, what do you do to keep a song dramatic? Because it has to, unless it's a totally experimental thing that nobody's yeah. going to want to play.
Yeah,
you have to have some change, right?
Yeah, you have. Do you need to have a story?
Right, musically.
Musically.
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't change much, but it's telling you something. And that's why I always make the difference between a recorded loop or a live loop. So for the live shows, I record the loops. But for the records, I just play the loops through the whole song, just because I like it.
How ironic. I mean, that's to say that you're doing it live for recordings, but recording for live.
Yes.
Can you play one more song before you go?
Okay,
And
yes.
this is?
Sin dones.
And that's without what? What does dones mean?
Any gifts.
Oh,
when
yes.
you're not gifted.
Really? Oh, it's in that sense.
In that sense, when you're not gifted.
Okay, so not regalos.
No,
yes.
No.
Ah,
no. When you're not gifted.
Gotcha. I don't think anyone has ever said that in America.
Well,
because we're all gifted.
Yes, sure.
Let's hear that song. And
okay.
And Juana Molina, thank you. This has been such a pleasure.
Oh, thank you.
Cuando vi la pared.